University!
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 Hello, you're listening to Extra Extra, a comedy news podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella, and well, normally, there's about four people on this show, give or take. We have a variety of voices, of panellists, all of whom have different specialities. Some people like sports, some people like politics. They come on and they contribute to this show. This week, that hasn't happened. Literally everyone has abandoned me, apart from one person. It's Abby Houseman.
Hi! Who has never been on. This is my debut podcast, and I apparently have scared everyone away.
Yeah, that's essentially what's happened here. Abby, we'll set the scene. Listeners can get to know you. Basically, Abby lives with me.
Yep.
And came on one of my shows once.
Yep.
And never left.
Nope.
That's how she got to be a part of URN. And now she is... you've been on most shows that I've presented.
3 years later, I've managed to infiltrate every single thing you have ever done at URN.
Every part of the station I'm a part of. And now we move on to news.
Indeed.
Your debut news feature.
My speciality, obviously.
Of course. So welcome to Extra Extra, our first episode back of 2018.
Happy 2018, everybody.
As I said, we use this show to take a slightly more unorthodox look at the news stories of the week. Obviously, that might not happen this week because there's only two of us.
Yep.
And so discussion may be limited and may indeed turn to just the Six Nations, which started this weekend.
Which we know more about perhaps than any other news story to
news,
this week.
Basically, that's our interest. Six Nations and musical theatre, that's very much the Abby and Ella remit.
Abby and Ella show.
Right, so kicking us off on this episode of Extra Extra, our first news story of 2018. It's one of my favourite news stories so far this year, let alone this week. So what trouble did Jacob Rees-Mogg get himself into last Friday?
Didn't he get into a slight kerfuffle on a university campus?
I like that. If anyone's going to get into a kerfuffle,
it's Jacob Rees-Mogg. There's no other word that can be applied to him, really.
I like the idea of... You're entirely correct. He was speaking at Bristol University on Friday the 2nd of February, and some protesters came in to the meeting and started, you know, shouting abuse. And Jacob Rees-Mogg, in all his Tory glory, took it upon himself to break up the fight.
He's so, like, gangly as a human being as well. It's like a toothpick has decided, yes, I shall fight them.
I like, he's kind of like an animated Aardman character.
He is.
Like, I know that Ed Miliband does look like an Aardman character.
But Jacob Rees-Mogg, like... acts like one. Like, the movements of his body are very much like, you're like, you've been stop motioned, you've been moved over several days to create this movement.
Yeah, so the fight began on Friday. It's only just finished because they were animating
it. Is wrapped on the fight right now, and post-production begins next week.
Yeah, so you'll be able to see the fight. Oh, this is speculation so far. I like the idea that he was like wearing a suit and talking very formally, and then this fight began. He's like, no, I shall stop this. And he runs to the back, well, you know, stop motion runs to the back of the room and takes off his shirt, and rather than Superman underneath, it's just like even more formal wear.
He is in like a frock coat from the 16th century.
He's got like a cravat
and those clogs type shoes, and he is ready. And there's some tights.
Wait, what? I went cravat, you went clogs. I think we have very different ideas of formal wear.
I think I went further back in like history wise.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I've just got this really...
It's what you associate with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I don't know what. You said formal wear, and my head went to, like, 16th century formal wear. So, like, the tights and the like, huge coats. Very ornate looking. And I don't know why.
If you were invited to a formal dinner...
Of course I would turn up like that. That would be amazing. Like, I want, like, full hoop skirt. I want to take up, like, 9 foot of room with my huge dress. Mediaball 2018, people, that's all I'm saying.
Arrive out of a carriage.
Yes. Oh my god. And I have like trumpets to announce me. I have like the full, we go the full nine yards.
Can I be the bugler?
Yes.
Because I have no interest in form war at all. Can I just have like a tunic? And then I step out and go, oh, I can zoom. And then you appear.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I think that is succinctly summarised Jacob Rees-Mogg's activities at Bristol.
It's very difficult to talk about a fight, though, because I can't imagine him being especially at it.
He described himself as a complete weed after the event.
Yes.
I think he is the first to admit that maybe he hasn't got the physical prowess one would necessarily expect.
Also, to take on several people at this, like, no, come on.
I was reading an article on this, and they were trying to describe the protesters, and clearly they were trying to make it seem more dramatic than it was. And I like the fact that one of them was described as wearing dark glasses.
Oh.
Well, can't wait for the movie version of that.
Do they mean
the stop motion Aardman movie version?
Do they mean like sunglasses? Or we're both wearing glasses. You could be described as wearing dark glasses, Ellen.
Yes.
Was it you?
Navy framed.
I
can't admit to that. I do know a lot of detail about this, and the fact that he took off his shirt and was wearing a more formal wear underneath. I cannot confirm that he was wearing clogs, but yes. Ooh. It was me. No, okay. It wasn't.
Have I ever told you that Michael Gove came to our high school and they wouldn't let us meet him in case we started a riot? They let two people from year 11 meet him, like the two, like, we didn't have like head boy or girl, but like the two most, I don't know how to describe them, like the most courteous people, I guess. And they were like
the most middle class children you could find who were going to be most likely to support Gove.
Yeah, and then the rest
and not
of us
cause chaos.
The rest of us were kept away.
See, because I worry, because I think I probably was that. I was deputy head girl at my secondary school, but I
could imagine you with like a clipboard.
But I feel like I would have been one of the people, like probably one of the choices to meet anyone important. But then, like, anyone who knows me, that's a really bad idea.
You would have had
me in a room with Gove. I'd have taken that clipboard.
And you would have started a fight.
I would indeed. Jacob Rees-Mogg would have had to come in and save Gove.
What an image!
Whipping off his cravat and using it as a lasso.
It's like the bat signal has been sent up, but instead it's just his initials in the sky.
When there is danger. When people discussing Brexit do not know where to go, they call Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Mogman.
Mogman! Coming to cinemas 2019.
Oh dear.
Yeah, well, that covers Jacob Rees-Mogg in Bristol.
Yep.
Let's move on. Why has Wilkie the Whale become such a conversational hit?
Because she might be able to have conversations with humans in the future because she's learnt how to speak. Ish.
Like, I feel like the ish is a very big part of this.
It's a big ish. Like capital letters-ish.
Yes, it is a big-ish. We have got a clip, just so that if you haven't heard Wilkie the Whale speak, take a listen to this.
Hello. Amy. Amy. One, two.
One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It sounds very much like a parrot is trying to teach a whale how to speak.
Wait, so your criticism of that recording is not with the whale, but with the humans?
Yep.
They don't sound enough like humans to be humans.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, that wasn't the way I thought this was going to go.
But also, that whale sounds were kind of horrifying. Like, it's very impressive. It's, you know, going to be a great scientific discovery, but also that's really creepy.
So basically how it works, from my limited knowledge, I will admit I'm not an expert in how to teach
language.
Orcas to speak. I know. I put it on my CV. It's a blatant lie. The idea seems to be that the whale is kept partially submerged with a blowhole out of the water.
Yeah.
And air is projected through the blowhole, and that makes these sounds.
It's like us talking through our nose, I think was the quote.
From the whale?
Yeah.
So we're like there going, well, don't judge me, guys. It's like you talking through your nose.
One of my favourite quotes was, so it's talking about that and says, so obviously we don't expect it to be perfect. It was like, no, it's an orca, of course not.
Of course not.
Oh, good Lord. Ella has found an affinity for puns this week, and they have got dire. Like, I'm going to have to send for help, Dyer.
Calling Jacob Rees-Mogg.
And he burst through the studio wall. I'm like, there's a door. You could just, you don't have to keep doing this.
I just like the idea of him using a cravat as a lasso. That was his staple move.
I really don't like Jacob Rees-Mogg.
No.
Mogman. I'm on board
you
with.
Think you could rebrand him?
That's but yeah, so walking the whale.
To go back to the whale story.
To go back to the whale story. They've taught how to say hello, goodbye. Yes. The Amy, blow raspberries.
The creaking door noise as well.
Wait, what? I haven't heard that.
Apparently they so they've got the blowing raspberries one and a sound that sounds a lot like a creaking door. But I would argue
did a human do that in the first place?
I don't know, but also I would argue most orca noises and dolphin noises sound very like a creaking door anyway. So I think they're kind of like stretching the limits on that one. They're like, yeah, no, that we definitely taught her that, and we're like, nah.
Do you think? Yeah, it's like when parents think their children are speaking and they just make. Like
and
a noise,
like
they're like, that's
noise.
Definitely a noise. That's a word.
It's like, dad, and they're like, oh, she's trying to say daddy. And like, no, she's just making
she's
a
just
weird
making
baby noises.
What I do think, like, it's important to distinguish here on, like, a slightly more serious note. They're not trying to teach a whale how to speak English.
No.
They're trying to get the whale to replicate sound. So there are very few mammals that can hear a sound and mimic it. Humans are one that can do it, and they've discovered that dolphins and whales and like marine creatures seem to be better at it than expected. So, you know, when they say hello and the orca seems to say hello back, this bit.
Hello.
They're not expecting the orca to go, oh, this is a greeting.
Good day to you, sir.
Like, it's just they've said a noise and the orca is repeating it. And that in itself is quite impressive. So the fact that people go, oh, but it's not really speaking, they're not trying to get a whale to understand English.
They think that dolphins and whales and other marine creatures around the UK, they think they've picked up accents as well.
Well, they have this with cows.
Yeah.
To me, it just sounds like mooing.
I mean, you spend enough time around a cow, you must get pretty bored, and you're like, "That's definitely speaking Scouse." Like, you've got to find some way to fill your time.
I feel like I need to try this. Wait, moo, moo.
And can you do a southern cow, please?
Moo.
Can you do a Scottish cow, please?
Moo.
No. No, I can't. Fantastic.
Right. This is a thing, apparently. I didn't know about this. A comedian told me about this. Not me directly, an audience. So we've got this idea that British cows can predict the weather.
Do we?
They lie down if it's going to rain.
Okay.
Have you not heard this?
No. You sound mental.
Wait, no, this is a thing. This is definitely a thing.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to find someone and ask them.
Okay.
Bear with me, I'm walking out of the studio to ask someone this.
I'm going.
She's going. Do you
mind testifying to that on radio?
We may have confirmation coming through.
So, Jeremy, you've just confirmed to me that this is a thing.
I'd always heard that. I'd always thought that was a thing. Like, whenever they lie down, that it's going to rain.
Yeah. Abby's never heard this, so I've just explained this, and she thinks I'm mad. No. She's not wrong, but it is a thing.
That, like, cows are suddenly, they look up and they go, it's going to rain. Should we find shelter? Nope, just lay down.
Yeah, like,
accept
my fate. They're not, like, meteorological experts, but
I now have...
A, it is a thing.
A fantastic image of a cow trying to do a weather report. Like, and as you can see in Scotland, we've got a storm shower moving in.
Thank don't you mean moving in.
Oh dear.
Can't get on in there.
Can you try and moo in a Scottish accent?
I mean, specific moo.
Thank you.
Okay.
You may go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. I would love a segment called URN cow noises.
Moo-RN.
Of just everybody in the studio trying to do a different accent.
There's definitely a feature in that. Okay, so British cows lie down if it's going to rain.
Okay.
Apparently Danish cows,
ooh,
you can tell which way the wind is going because Danish cows face the wind or turn away from, I can't remember which one.
I think that might have something in it though, because you wouldn't want the wind blowing in your face though, would you?
So you think it,
no. So you like turn away from the wind and therefore you can be like, okay, well the wind, if it's blustery, must be blowing that way.
This is nonsense.
and the cows lying down in the rain isn't.
Look, I'm not saying it's accurate, but at least our cows predict the future. All a Danish cow can tell you is what's going on at the moment.
Our cows are definitely, like, they're a step ahead, maybe.
How did we get onto this? Yeah, so the idea that the animals pick up accents from where they are, I think that has been an established thing for ages. But at no point, like, has a cow, have you, like, as a cow,
have you
picked
walked
up
past
English
a field
words?
And they've gone, oh yeah? And you're like, what?
Hey up, love.
Very Yorkshire cows.
Hey up, duck, if you're in Lincolnshire.
Indeed.
Same accent, different word.
Yeah.
So yes, whales apparently can now speak.
Crack maybe.
Okay, so we've covered politics effectively.
Yes,
in,
I think we've done very well
in Jacob Rees-Mogg. We've covered scientific developments,
indeed.
I think, in Wilkie the Whale learning to speak. But now, in the centenary year of women getting the vote,
big
in
year.
The UK, big year. 1918, women over the age of 31, if they're middle class, were allowed to vote.
Yep.
Victory! It's been 100 years since then. There's going to be a lot of celebrations. I think, is it this week that it's the anniversary?
Possibly, yes.
Of that. The point is, big year. So, with that in mind, what spicy celebrations can we look forward to this year?
Well, everyone hold on, because in a photo, it has been revealed the Spice Girls might be reuniting.
I don't feel like you sound as enthusiastic as all of the media would suggest people are.
I mean, it's odd for people of our age because I feel like I've almost missed Spice Girls. Like, I know them, but I don't think I was
personally?
In the... Yes, me and Mel C, very good friends.
She is the best Spice Girl.
Yes.
We can establish that.
Done.
Done, Mel C.
Don't tweet us. But yeah.
Where'd you put Victoria Beckham?
See, I quite like Victoria Beckham. I know that she's quite guarded and the people find her very difficult to relate to, but, like, she's done a lot. She's, like, quite a good businesswoman and she's... I just don't know.
I've
I
never seen her wearing any colour but black. It's like she's in perpetual mourning.
Maybe it's just her, like, signature colour.
That's fair.
Or maybe, because if you spill things down on... if it's you're wearing black, then people don't notice it much and then...
Do you think she's just really clumsy?
Yeah, and then... No one can see it.
You heard it here first, people. Breaking news on Extra Extra. Victoria Beckham spills everything.
She's just so clumsy.
But yeah, so it seems to have been made official now. Photos were released on Instagram, the, you know, highest form of news source.
Yep.
A joint statement has been released saying that they're working on new opportunities together.
Yeah.
The statement's a lot longer. It's quite boring and repetitive. Opportunities comes up a lot.
Yeah.
So
Opportunities is an interesting one because it's not necessarily an album. It could, like, just be... I don't know whether or not they'll do a reunion tour, but, like, Steps and S Club... There's, like, three of people from S Club who have all reunited.
S Club 7 did get back together, though.
Yeah. Did they? All
yeah,
of them.
Very brief. Yeah.
Okay.
All seven of them.
Oh.
And
including
the clone of Paul that no one
yeah.
knows.
Oh, Paul.
What Paul happened? Was always my favourite. I really like Paul.
And then he just left. You're like, oh.
Wait, there is a Paul in it, isn't there?
There is Paul.
Okay, excellent. I was like, I'm 90% sure that Paul,
Paul is
in
my favourite one. Yeah, I'm not sure he was in the band. You're thinking of Paul McCartney. You're just like a really big fan. You're just like, him. That's my guy.
Yeah, Paul, the one who played like the bass. He says that he sang some of the songs. He was left-handed. That guy from S Club 7. There you go. No, you've got this horribly wrong.
So there's something.
Hey, S Club 7 with their big hit Twist and Shout. We all know who I'm talking about, guys.
No.
Mogman can join the Spice Girls.
Yes. Sorry, I got very excited about that. Why am I more excited about that idea than the Spice Girls coming back? That's really terrible.
Because we missed out on the Spice Girls. No one cares. Because we were that sort of weird age. Spice Girls very big in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
Wannabe, biggest selling hit of 96 or something. But we were born in 96.
So it was at every school disco and everyone loved it and joined in. And yet somehow, like, the Spice Girls fever hasn't quite caught on. But I'm excited. Maybe if they bring it back, suddenly, like, every 90s child
maybe
from 92 and 99 suddenly is like, okay, Spice Girls, fine. We're on board.
We're on board with this.
Let's go.
The rap in Wannabe was the first rap I ever knew.
And possibly should be the only rap you ever know. Apart from, I know that's not true, but we're not going to talk anymore about that.
Well, here's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me? Gotta listen carefully. You got M in a place who likes it in your face. Got G like MC, you likes it over easy. V doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, ha, you'll see. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around.
It's quite a provocative first rap to learn, to be honest. Like, I was going to ask, so what has the Spice Girls done since they split up?
Jerry Halliwell has joined a recent BBC One singing competition show.
Indeed.
Where she sits next to an old lady called Lily and puts her makeup on and they judge people singing. Victoria Beckham wears black and is very clumsy.
And is married to David.
Yes. Emma Bunton went on Strictly Come Dancing. And did very well. Really good tango. I remember her tango. And around the same time, she released an album that featured the song Downtown by Petula Clark, her cover of it. I didn't think I knew this much about the Spice Girls.
No.
Mel B is a judge on America's Got Talent. Apparently, they take the mick out of how she says buzzer.
Oh.
Because she's from the north. She says buzzer.
Buzzer.
Buzzer. And who have I missed? Mel C. Seems to be doing pretty well for herself. She did a song with Bryan Adams in the 90s or at some point. Baby, when you're gone, I realise my love. That's not the words. It's called Baby, when you're gone. She was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Ah.
The arena tour. She was also a judge on the show that picked the guy to play Jesus.
And then she was like,
she's
yes. Do.
She was in Blood Brothers.
Which Ella
I
loves.
I think we can... Who doesn't? Point is, women got the vote and 100 years later, a girl group reformed. That's the moral to be taken from this. Now, we're coming to the end of the show, but before we go, we'd like to play a game called U-Turn. And I'm going to give Abby a topic, and all she has to do is argue completely in favour of it. And then I'm going to say change, and she has to do a complete U-Turn and argue the opposite and go back and forth as and when I say change. And given the conversations that we've been having, the topic I'm going to set you is that Jacob Rees-Mogg, a.k.a. Mogman, is the greatest superhero we've ever known.
Okay. Would you like me to start?
I'll give you a ding.
Oh.
And go.
Okay, so part of this argument is that superhero films are very in right now. And therefore, I think...
Can I just stop you for a second? This is already the most, like, prepared and eloquent answer we've ever given to any U-turn topic. Usually it's just like a, yeah, things.
See, but I've thought this out.
You've already prepared... You've like got a therefore in there already.
I'm a damn English student. I don't know where I'm at, son.
Okay, I'll start you again. And...
Okay, so this argument begins... superhero films are very in right now, and I think Jacob Rees-Mogg, aka Mogman, can really capitalise on this.
Yeah, because if the Tories need anything else, it's capitalism.
It's capitalism and branding issues. So, and also, as we have practically provided his branding, I think that can be really in his favour.
Change.
As a superhero. But, however, he is especially weedy, as we have noted. He's essentially a toothpick with noodle arms, and he didn't even break up the fight in Bristol. Like, he went in, and it was chaos.
Change.
Therefore, it shows that he's got progress that he needs to do, but I think we can get him there. I think if we could build him up into looking very much like Chris Evans, Captain America... Also,
as opposed to Chris Evans, radio DJ.
I always have to define it. My mum always gets confused whenever I mention it. I'm like, no, the American superhero.
Change.
Not. Yes, the radio two
yes,
star.
Yes, the radio.
He is Captain America. Didn't you know? It was a really weird casting choice by Marvel, but I think it was the right choice.
Closing summary on why Jacob Rees-Mogg is the greatest superhero ever known.
Because he's got his branding... He's got a successor with his strangely named children who could all be offshoot brands. Yeah, maybe much like Batman, he's not the hero that we need, but also equally, he's not the hero that we want either.
He just won't leave us alone.
He just won't leave. And there we go. That is my argument for Mogman.
Thank you, Abby.
I've got to, but there's only two people in the studio.
So the fact that we can hear two sets of clapping makes you seem really arrogant.
I am.
You're like, I'm so good. I'm so good at arguing for mock math.
I'm just pleased that I managed to talk for like a minute.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Extra Extra, our first show back of 2018. And what a show it's been.
I mean, we covered a lot of topics there.
It hasn't been... I like the fact that Extra Extra is meant to take an unorthodox look at the news, and we've taken an unorthodox approach to Extra Extra. So if you've enjoyed this, join us every week for more Extra Extra. You can find us on Audio Boom. If you haven't enjoyed this, sometimes it might be different, but I doubt it.
This was very much a
cow-based
Extra Extra. We're maybe moving away from that topic next week.
I've been outdone. Oh, I've been outpunned.
I hate the fact that I made that pun.
We don't typically have a point system on Extra Extra, but I'm going to declare you the winner, Abby, as...
Thank you.
...other person here. Special mention to Jeremy earlier for coming in to confirm that cows do lie down if it's going to rain, however dubious that may be. And we'll be back next week to take you through more news, potentially featuring Mogman. I've been Ella. This has been Extra Extra. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Wait for the chorus. We'll find the lyrics. Knew it. That's
Ooh.
It.
That's quite a left turn.
I will say this. My overriding reaction to that music video, which I haven't seen in probably 4 years.
Yeah.
Bryan Adams looks good with eyeliner.